hospitality business, how you can forecast that hospitality business if you are there in that hospitality business. So I will give you with a few examples how you have to forecast yourself towards the hospitality business. What are the things impact your hospitality business? For example, if you see after coming of wireless and after coming of the mobile, the change is a lot in a technology. The same manner in hospitality industry also, you need to see the change factor. If you are not changing yourself with the time frame, so you will be outdated soon. So the change is the very important aspect in a hospitality industry. Key drivers of the change and growth and development. What exactly the key drivers for the change and growth? The first is need to be proactive with the dynamic changes, because the world is changing and the world is globalizing, and your customer knows exactly what you are serving and what exactly you are doing. Because whenever the guest is traveling globally, he knows exactly what is the food need to be delivered and what services he can get it and all. And the world is getting changed towards the fast growth in hospitality industry. At the same time, you need to take care proactively. What is the proactive? The upcoming change, don't wait for the change. You need to change from now. Otherwise, what exactly will happen is you would be outdated soon, and somebody will come up and he will take the customers to him. For example, if you are running an organization where the customer comes and eat with you. Now, the globalization, the customer knows, he knows that he can sit at home and he can get the food at his home. That is known as home delivery. If you are unable to come up with the home delivery, what exactly will happen is your organization may be outdated. And the same time, nowadays, the customer doesn't have the time. You should have the takeaway counter. When he comes, when she comes, he can place order and he can take meal and go within a fraction of minutes. These are the changes you need to be very proactive. This is the dynamic changes you need to be take care. And the same time, key successful factors in the future. In the future, if you see, there are a key successful factor. What exactly the key successful factors are? Need to develop new strategies and skills processes, because whenever you are working with the fast growth of hospitality industry, you need to see the processes, what kind of process you need to implement in your organization. This is very important part. And the same time, focus on the customer, because customer knows what exactly the service and the customer knows what exactly the food quality. You need to be preference give to the customer towards his service and food, towards his food quality also. And the same time, the concept of zero defects. Whenever you are running organization, it should not be a defects. Zero defects has to run an organization. And the same time, find the ingredients for visionary leadership. So those who are working as a manager, they have to transform themselves as a leadership. This is very important, because under leader, people love to work and the retention process will be very high. Create a defensible position through corporate strategy, because the organization is growing. Whenever you are coming up with more organization, your corporate strategy should be your internal customer friendly. At the same time, strategy planning, sense of entrepreneurship, use of ICT's formulae supplemented for the creative work. So whenever you are working, you have to empower your management. You cannot work alone. You need to see exactly your management process. How exactly? Is there any finance head is there? Is there any HR head is there? Food and beverage manager, and a chef, or maintenance engineer, and a facility manager, front office manager. You need to see your management structure also, because whenever you are growing as an organization individually, you cannot handle. You need to see your corporate structure also. At the same time, code of conduct, ethics and hospitality in the business. In the hospitality business, what exactly that ethics need to see? What are the code of conducts are there? Let's see in a deep manner what exactly will happen those who are working in the hospitality industry. In the bribery, illegal gifts and a commission, these are the things it can impact the hospitality industry. Those who are working in the hospitality industry, they might involve with the bribes and illegal gifts and a commission. commissions. For example, if you are working, if the guy is working with your organization, he might take commissions from the vendors also. These are the code of conducts which need to take care. And the same time, accepting the advantages. What exactly that advantages? The customer may have the free meals. These are the advantages can give to the customers, because regular customers are so friendly with the service staff and all. It might happen also. The same time, entertainment and hospitality industry practice the use of proprietary information. Whatever the information organization has, and that information can go to other organizations also. This is also one code of conduct which we need to take care. Insider trading, whatever the products you would be selling, and the same kind of products can be sell in your organization also. This is also very important ethics which need to be take care. For example, I will give you a small example. If you are selling a cigarettes, and you would be selling for pack of cigarette for some, for example, 200 and 300 rupees. Your staff can carry the cigarettes and you can sell for 50 rupees or 100 rupees and can make the money. This is also one code of conduct. And loans, internal staff can run a business with the loans. At the same time, political party participation can happen in your organization. You need to take care of code of conducts in your organization. And let's see in the corporate lesson, what exactly the lessons are there in a corporate hospitality industry. Lesson 1, learn to plan ahead, which we have spoken. You need to plan ahead, because the planning is half of the work has been done. If I give you a small example how the plan exactly works, and if you see any construction, big building developed with the only planogram, blueprint, which you say, whenever you are running a hospitality industry, you need to plan ahead towards your business. And the same time, understand and industry drivers, what exactly the drivers are there in your industry, how to take care of them. You need to understand that, and request report cards. And whenever you are running an organization, you need to see all your reports. For example, if you are working with the hospitality industry, you are running a restaurant, you need to see your guest feedback reports and sales reports and menu mix reports. All reports you need to analyze, then only you will understand exactly where you are heading. And know the competition. You need to see your competition also. If you don't know what exactly competition you have, you may be outdated in your business. The same time, if you cannot beat and join, think globally. What exactly will happen is the working as a team is very important. Working alone, instead of that, if you work towards a team, your development process will increase. And think globally, as we have discussed, the customer is traveling towards the globe, and they know what is the services, and they know what exactly the hospitality industry, because whenever they are traveling entire world, or different nations they have seen, different organizations they have seen, they know the customer experience. So you need to take care of globally also. Azim Premjit Wipro, he has given few quotes which we discuss now. It can help for the hospitality industry also. Never forget your customer, because customer is the God. If he is not coming, the revenue comes from your customer only. Think your customer is God, and never forget your customer. The way you are growing, the more customer you come to your organization to have the meal and at the same time to stay also. Don't forget, the customer can make the decision. He may not come tomorrow if you are unable to give the proper services and the quality of the food and the pleasing staying also. At the same time, success is achieved twice, once in the mind and a second time in the real world. Exactly how success will happen tomorrow, if you need to give one function, big function, you need to achieve great services, you need to achieve the great food quality. So if you think today you have achieved and the planning has been done, so half of the work has been done, and tomorrow the real picture will come. So today you need to plan in your mind, and tomorrow you can execute. That way it works. At the same time, the secret of converting dreams into reality is actually no secret at all. Honesty, hard work, and some luck and a good execution. This is very important. People say, I am not lucky. He is very lucky. No, the first point towards the success is hard work and honesty. This is very important factors towards the professional growth and the personal growth as well. And connecting good leadership with education. This is very important. Whenever you are transforming transforming yourself as a manager to leadership, you required proper education also, because you need to manage your team and your business and your higher management and lower management. So your education counts if you are becoming as a leader. Now, develop a sense of national pride in every task we take up. Whenever you are working, you need to see a sense of national also. You need to take care of your country also. The building a great nation, he pointed out, will not be an overnight exercise. Building a great nation, that is not an overnight execution. That is a continuous process. He has pointed out that. And the transformation that takes place within us, the greatest reward of all, which we have spoken, you need to transform yourself professionally and personally also. This is a great asset for the nation. Upcoming concepts in today's hospitality scenario, which we have discussed, the customer knows what exactly the services, the customer knows what exactly the food quality, and he has roamed around the world, and the globalization is coming in a fast manner. So hospitality upcoming factors, let's discussing. One is a franchising model is a upcoming concept in hospitality industry. What is the franchising model? Franchising model is very simple. You would be having one brand. You are following a few processes in that, the same time your food quality, and the same time whatever the services, and the same time what kind of infrastructure and what kind of interior you have, the same concept you can give other person to run the same kind of business. You would be giving concept to him, what exactly the concept, you would be giving the processes, and you would give him the food quality and the service, and what kind of interior and what kind of infrastructure you are following, you would be giving everything to him as a process, and you would be charging as a royalty. For example, Pizza Hut, McDonald's, Domino's works with the franchising model. They are there in America, and they have come to globe, and they have given their brand with the processes, product and services. They would be collecting some royalty also. This is known as a franchising. This is the fast moving, this is the fast growing concept in a hospitality industry. And the same time, clubs and the gaming sectors also getting connected towards the globe now. This industry is also growing very much, and entertainment and recreation sectors, because the corporate is growing, people are more stressful, people require more recreation. This sector is also growing very well. Visitors information sector and public relations and merchandising, what exactly is, like, you know, takeaway counters are growing, and at the same time home deliveries are growing, and merchandising also growing, because instead of going for the fine dining, people are liking to take the food at home, and the same time people are going and taking food as a takeaway also. This sector is also growing. Thank you.